with Kirby Brandt, president of Get Real.
Get Real. And, Get Real Pack.
Take it back
right now.
And, well, Kirby, first, can you give us some background on how you've got involved in some of these issues in Madison?
Okay, well, I originally got involved in educational issues because I was on the school board in Watertown before I moved to Madison. Mm-hmm. And I ran for school board in 02 here in Madison. And then there was a referendum that was voted on in June 03. And I got involved in that first. And I guess in terms of educational issues, in general, I'm concerned that that school boards often don't represent, they don't recognize that they represent taxpayers and parents, not just the employees of the school district. And these referenda are very often, and they are in both instances that I've been involved in here in Madison, really special interest politics. In both instances here in Madison, they have chosen an election date at an odd time, obviously hoping that the opposition won't turn out and that their faithful voters who are financially interested in the outcome will turn out. I consider that sly, kind of a scam. It's something that people who really represent the population of the school district should not be trying to pull. So I guess really that's how I got involved both then and now, because I don't like to see elected officials trying to double cross their constituency.
Okay. Can you give us your views on the three questions in May? One is the operating referendum, the referendum to permanently increase the Madison School's operating budget.
The operating budget. Right. Okay, that's actually question number two, or will be question number two on the referendum, and that I'd say is probably the most reprehensible of the three, and the reason for that is that it is totally unjustified. And it's also, again, I allude back to the sort of sly way that these things are sold. The referendum was originally talked about in terms of being a three-year referendum, mm-hmm. you might remember, which would have been sort of an additive thing for three right. years, $7.4 million in the first year, mm-hmm. and then in the second year, $7.4 million, and another $7.4 million, right. and in the third year, the first two plus another $7.4 million. And then, as was pretty well covered in the press, they decided, well, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to make it for 3 years. So what did they do? They made it forever. Mm-hmm. So now at $7.4 million, it doesn't add up in the same way, but it goes on forever. Mm-hmm. Well, how could real needs justify something 10 years from now? Mm-hmm. I don't think that real needs actually justify even the first year, but obviously it's not well justified. And I just read in the State Journal yesterday that the district doesn't even have a budget yet, so they can't possibly know what they need. And I'm suspicious, because they've been doing all these other things that are underhanded, that what they're really doing is tailoring the budget to the referendum, mm-hmm. rather than the other way around. Right. It's supposed to be a real need. Right. Mm-hmm. So I just don't think that there's any real need. And then further, and this refers to some of the other questions as well, we have to recognize that this district already does, and has for years, spent a lot more per kid mm-hmm. than the average school district in Wisconsin.
Right.
And by the way, the average in Wisconsin is 20% higher than Iowa mm-hmm. overall.
Right.
And we get the same educational results almost identically mm-hmm. in Wisconsin as we do in Iowa. Mm-hmm. Then as far as Madison goes, it's about its results are average, or in some categories a little better than average, but their spending is 23%. Above the average in the state. Mm-hmm. $12,500 per child mm-hmm. rather than $10,000 above.
Mm-hmm. So what would you prefer to see in terms of the operating budget? I mean, it sounds like you'd prefer to see the budget first and then discussing priorities.
I'd like to see a budget that is developed, first of all, from the zero base. Mm-hmm. That's not what this school board does. Mm-hmm. What they do is always put forth a same service budget.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really just take the old budget, mm-hmm, and add a percentage.
Right.
Except that they add a percentage that's a little too big to stay within the revenue caps,
right. And
that, hence these referenda.
Right. Right.
The revenue caps would allow an additional $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
If there were no referendum, the referendum doesn't pass, they still get to spend $6 million more than they did last year. And last year was inflated.
Sure.
So, they don't need the money. They need to plan better, they need to budget better. And most important, I think they need to look at their personnel.
In terms of costs or in terms of quantity?
In terms of quantity. There's too many of them. There's certainly too many administrators, grossly too many administrators. And they are paid too much.
How about the next question, man? I'm going out of order,
okay.
The maintenance referendum, what are your views on that?
Basically, that they don't need extra money. Mm-hmm. And again, we see evidence of whipsawing the taxpayer. There was, as I understand, a referendum passed in 1999 for $20 million for maintenance, mm-hmm, spread over a five-year period. Mm-hmm. This year, it's, I think, also spread over a five-year period, is $26 million. Mm-hmm. The fact is that if people vote no on all of these questions, including this one, their taxes will actually go down by, I think the figure is $83 or $82 on an average assessed house. The school district has, or representatives of the school district, I'm thinking of an interview I saw with Bill Keyes, actually say, well, this referendum, this maintenance referendum, won't cost you anything. Talk about a sly statement. That's like telling someone who's about to pay off their mortgage that if they take out another loan equal to the mortgage, it won't cost them anything. But the reason is that this $26 million referendum picks up where the old one leaves off,
right,
and keeps the that amount extra on the tax rolls.
Mm-hmm. And how about the Leopold School?
And the Leopold School one, I think just in general, the school district has about the same or perhaps fewer kids than in years past. Mm-hmm. It's been pretty constant for a number of years. And they've got lots of schools.
They're
in the wrong place, but make better use of them. Mm-hmm. And there are school districts that bus all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I moved here from Arlington, Virginia 25 years ago, and at that time they were busing every kid in the school district.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They thought it was
a hot topic, obviously, the whole topic.
Well, it sure it is, but at the same time it seems very likely that there could be better balance around that area.
Mm-hmm.
By doing it. So I just don't think that that's been studied enough, and in any case, I don't think that a school district with declining enrollment needs to build more schools.
Mm-hmm.
I might note that by doing that, they get another principal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the number of administrators in this school district is one of the problems, a key problem. I've seen a statistic that Madison has about one administrator for every 200 kids, whereas comparable districts around here, it's more like 300 students to each administrator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is overloaded.
So having said that, what would your views be on alternatives? I mean, obviously you've said, you know, better use of space and a zero-based budget before, mm-hmm, we consider any referendums or changes. What else would you suggest that the board and the district do?
Well, at this point, what they've got to do is to get within the revenue cap guidelines by economizing.
Mm-hmm.
88% of the costs of the operating costs, mm-hmm, are it's 85 to 88%, I'm not sure of the exact figure, but sort of the lion's share anyway is for personnel costs.
Sure.
So, you know, hate to say it, but like every business realizes, the cure for red ink is pink slips.
And how do you feel the district reflects the community these days? I mean, do you think that the board, the district, the way that Madison's changing, let's say, with population shifting and, you know, maybe more empty nesters and all that, you know, what are your views on the district's role in the community and how it reflects the community?
I really only have an opinion with regard to the educational services that it provides rather than other things. I don't know anything about athletics and stuff like that.
Right.
But I think it doesn't reflect Madison well, because if I gauge it correctly, and by the way, although I only moved to Madison recently, I went to school here, and I was a resident of Madison for 23 years before that, so I know the community pretty well. And it's a community that's concerned about education, that values and appreciates it, and largely, or no, I shouldn't say largely, but to a great extent, provides those opportunities to its own kids. I mean, we have some fantastic parents in this town that turn out some fantastic kids. I sometimes question how much the schools add to the value that the parents themselves impart. But for a large part of the population, the parents don't either aren't able or for one reason or another don't provide those opportunities, and the schools don't pick up the slack. And I think that Madison expects, or ought to expect if it knew, that its schools would educate everybody, not leave like 15% basically illiterate. I mean, in a class, one, two, maybe three kids, in general, in let's say advanced elementary years, can't read at all. That is absolutely outrageous. That, you know, that's worthy of carrying signs over.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Kirby.
You're welcome.